Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
A soggy Monday in Brisbane. Thank you for downloading the listener app, and this is the Big Breakfast catch up podcast with Marto and
Soggy's
Margo.
A funny word,
is it?
Soggy.
How come?
Well, what's that all about?
Soggy biscuit.
Soggy. If you went to a boys' boarding school, you shouldn't say that.
Don't ever say
soggy
that.
Soggy
biscuit? Don't ever say soggy
biscuit. Why? Soggy sayo. What's a soggy
ever
sayo?
Google it.
So, yeah, just don't say it.
Not
right
now.
No,
not now.
Yeah, not at work.
No.
Don't soggy sayo.
Not on the Wi-Fi system, no.
Soggy sayo. That might be. I've never heard of it.
Oh, don't. Stop it. And don't show me the photo with boys standing around. No. Yeah.
It's a Navy custom?
I don't know where it came from.
Custody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
They gather around a table.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, it's a really good show. And if you missed any of it, here it is, the catch-up podcast.
Oh, the last person.
Soggy breakfast. Sayo breakfast.
Got to eat
on
it.
Triple M.
What? No, stop it.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
You know how the grade 12s have all finished, of course, with schoolies, etc. We covered off on that a little bit earlier, but it means this is the loose time of year for all the other, because everyone goes, oh, the big kids, they're all gone. Year's almost over. When do your kids finish?
This Friday.
Oh, God. Righto. So some schools finishing this Friday, some finishing in 2 weeks' time, maybe some state schools in 3 weeks' time, whatever. But this is the time when all the teachers go, oh, let's just take the foot off the pedal a little bit and just ease off and start watching videos and going on excursions.
I used to love in the last week of school when the teacher would bring out the OHS. Remember the
overhead projector?
Overhead projector.
I think the OHS is
OHP, sorry.
Yes.
You know, whatever that is.
You clown.
And we'd be like, no, miss, no. Put on a video. Wheel out the DVD machine.
God, yeah. That's all you needed. But excursions, all right? And I can remember how bad they were because I hopped on a ferry the other day with Ted, my dog, and we went across.
You went on a ferry?
Went across because I'm there near that one at Hamilton. So I went, what's going on over Bulimba? Oh, my God. How good's Bulimba at the
how
moment?
Good is
anyway, I ignored Bulimba. If you're living at Bulimba, you're going okay.
What were you
in
doing
life
in Bulimba?
I wanted to go over and have a look, and the ferry went there, and I thought I'll take Ted somewhere different for a walk.
Did you go to the dog park?
And I picked up the poo. It was all good, okay?
Good job.
Oh, they got a huge park there. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is while I was on, and I've been catching a bit of the ferry lately, a new part of my life, there was a group of carers with young people with a few problems, okay?
Young people with disability.
Disability,
you can say it.
Yeah. So they were, I said, what are you doing? She said, this is the best way to pass time. Is do they just go the whole, it takes about 2.5 hours
on
or something.
On the ferry. They just
to do
go
the
to
whole
the
way up the river and then back down
right
the river.
Idea.
They hop off. I just want to put it to school teachers out there. You can't lose anybody unless they jump overboard. I'm sure they're not going to do that. But, you know, that's one of the biggest pains with taking kids on excursions, the wanderers, you know, the ones who wander over. You get them on a boat and just for 2.5 hours you have to go, hey, look, there's Hawthorne. Hey, look, there's the university. Hey, look, there's the Regatta Hotel.
The Brisbane River City Tour.
That's all you have to do is just point to a few things, get them back on the bus and back to school. There's your excursion. Thank you very much.
Well
don't
done
mind if I do.
Drops mic, walks off. Yeah.
Oh, because really, there's not enough to go and see in Brisbane. Now, maybe there is. Maybe you can help
Parliament
me.
Parliament House.
Oh, bloody hell.
The museum, State Art Library.
It's not helping.
QPAC.
Oh, come on. Are you warming up soon? Like, I'm a kid. I don't
King
want to
George go Square.
Oh, yeah, no, you've not.
This is what not
look
to do, children. See the
look
ice addicts over here? Don't touch
stop,
drugs.
Stop. Don't touch the
maybe they've gotten better. Maybe your excursions have gotten a lot better. But I remember the year I was in grade four. My dad worked at Golden Circle Cannery for 36 years, okay? He'd been already there for 10 years when I was in grade four, maybe longer. Where do we go for an excursion? To Golden Circle Cannery.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, look, there's Dad's car.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad. At an excursion?
And
I
here
was
to
aware
the left,
that
we have Greg Martin's father.
No, people chopping,
Kev.
People cutting up pineapples is not interesting. Our other one was go to the, what was the name of the biscuit factory there along Gympie Road?
Doesn't
it was Webster's
matter.
Or Webster, whatever, that's where we walk.
What about the Milton Brewery? Take them to the Forex Brewery.
Wow.
Show
now
them how beer is made.
Now you're cooking. Now, teachers, if you're out there, and, oh, no, you're probably
Suncorp
already in
Stadium
school.
Stadium? The Gabba wanting to do all the big sporting.
Suncorp Stadium. They're good excursions.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear about really bad ones from people.
My son just recently went to the historic centre out at the back of Beenleigh or Mount Tambourine, somewhere in and around there.
Were there old trains?
He said he had a great time. Sounds boring to me, though.
Worst excursions. I'm trying to help teachers. If you've got an outstanding one,
when we had to go gold digging, what was that? What is it when you pan for gold?
Panning.
No thanks.
I'm just talking those day excursions. Yeah, just popping out to see a factory and stuff like that. Jadeen. Or is it Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. I thought that's a D. Sorry, Jacqueline.
Hi, hello. Hey, Jacqueline.
Shayla Park. Where'd you go?
I grew up in Melbourne. We got taken to, on this excursion note, it said Werribee Sewerage Farm. So we got all excited being in grade two going to a farm. Oh. Werribee Sewerage Plant. We went. It was horrible.
Ooh, grade two. What's grade two? Why? You don't need to know where it goes.
Yeah. Horrible. Disgusting. I didn't learn anything.
What are you supposed to learn at a sewerage plant? I'm not sure.
It was horrible. We just wanted to get back on the bus. It stunk. It was horrible.
Yeah. Did you notice the corn in the dry piles?
Stop it, Mum.
Can't say we looked.
As an adult, that's what I noticed now.
I'm so sorry that you had to experience that in your childhood, Jacqueline. Are you scarred, perhaps, from it?
Definitely totally scarred.
How about we fix it with a better excursion?
What's that?
Like a trip to...
Where are we going?
A trip for margaritas somewhere.
I'm in.
Yeah, let's do
Count
it.
Count me in.
Okay. Hey, listen, let's get, there's plenty of traffic going on. Is Jacqueline right?
Remember
when I told you Wiley went to the dump?
That's horrible.
My son went on a school excursion to the dump last year. I think they were learning about recycling or something.
Is the teacher taking the mickey? Mez from Kalanga, bad excursions when you're a kid?
Not me. My daughter went to St. Helena Island in grade five.
Is that where the leopard colony used to be?
Yes. I have no idea.
Yeah,
In the middle of Moreton Bay. You go out of the river and on your right, just a little bit down there.
St. Helena Island. Yeah, and what was a leper colony?
Yeah. Jesus. I believe so.
And what happened when she went?
She came home with over 200 midgy bites ended up in hospital with a massive reaction, and we had to spend over $300 on antihistamine tablets to get it calmed down.
Okay.
And it took about 2 weeks for her to recover from the excursion.
Poor darling.
She's not a big fan of the Bay Islands then, Miss.
No, my other daughter was very frightened about heading over to St. Helena when she
imagine.
Went.
Did you pack all of the repellent, rid, just sprayed her, dowser and Bushmans? David from Amberley, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, mate, school excursion's gone wrong. Did you have a bad experience?
Well, we packed the kids up from Charters, a year eight, and drove out to Richmond to go to the museum to see the dinosaurs, and it was shut.
Oh. Hold on. Your Charters Towers, and you went west from there to Richmond. How many hours was that?
Oh, a couple.
Yeah.
And you didn't check, David, before that it possibly would be open? It was supposed to be open.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Well, fortunately, one of the teachers that was with me, I was driving the bus. I mean, I'm a teacher, and I was driving the bus anyway. She knew the Sarge, rang the Sarge. The Sarge went around to the bloke's place and got him out of bed and he opened it. He just had a big night and
slept through the alarm.
That's too good. Anyone who's seen Vacation, remember when they went to Wally World and it was closed on a Tuesday?
Teresa from Lawton, worst school excursion, what was it for you?
We were 5, 6 year olds, grade one in school, and the nuns thought it was a good idea to take us to the local abattoirs.
Show you where you get your meat from.
We got off the bus. The smell hit a few of us. We went and said hello to the beautiful cows and their big brown eyes.
And then took you through the slaughterhouse.
Yep. And they showed us shooting the cow, hanging them up and sitting
Did you say as a 6 year old?
Yes, I was in grade one.
You're a vegetarian since then?
No, and I became a nurse, which is amazing, but I can't do dead animals, so that's the
husband's support. Right. Jesus, Teresa, what an experience for you. Yeah.
Cast a dark shadow over the morning.
Jesus.
Well, thank you for your calls, I think.
Here, kiddies.
It's the Big Breakfast
God
at Triple
bless
M.
You.
Let's just do it, okay?
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
The Ashes is coming up and you can watch it on KO with no ad breaks during play. If you're new to KO, you can start your free trial today, Mark.
Well, and when you watch it, who'll be tossing the coin? Because on Friday afternoon, that was quite incredible and slightly ironic that the man who stepped in as captain of the Australian cricket team after ball tampering was done for the same thing.
They've always stood by me, been my most loyal fans, and I'm indebted to them for their support.
What a shock it was when Tim Payne stepped down on Friday afternoon.
I was terribly sad, Marto. Hey. I don't profess to know a lot about cricket, but this is not something that I'm sure he's very proud of at all.
Not proud of at all. No, that's exactly right. When Shane Warne can step up and say, listen, I don't think you represent the highest moral standards that we demand in Australian cricket, you go, wow.
Pot calling kettle black, perhaps.
That's not bad. And but the simple fact was he did it to his wife. Well, I'm going to say did it to his wife. It only lasted for 18 hours, this flirtatious text messages between him and an employee of Cricket Tasmania.
I think the thing to remember is this is a consented text.
Oh, consensual, yeah.
Consensual text messaging. He's not just randomly sending girls messages that aren't wanted.
Now, this girl didn't do anything about it until she was accused of stealing by Cricket Tasmania, and then she went, oh, listen,
I've got something.
Yeah, and now, so she received this, allegedly received $40,000 from Cricket Tasmania. Just keep it under your hat. In some ways, she didn't release all this. She didn't want it ever to go public, apparently.
Well, this happened in 2018.
No, 17.
2017. Cricket Australia did a full investigation of it. He was cleared to become the captain in 2018 after the ball tampering scandal, and now all of a sudden it's come to light again recently. I just feel so sorry for his family. I feel sorry for him because he's obviously something that he's worked through.
Geez, Christmas will be good there, because now it's come out his brother-in-law texted the same girl at Cricket Tasmania as well.
Lord.
Christmas is going to be hilarious down there at the Pain Joint. He'll be so happy he'll be in Melbourne waiting for the Boxing Day test.
His poor wife.
I know. Her father-in-law was dying, so her father was dying. She had a baby of one and she was pregnant.
And this was all happening behind
her. And that's when she found out. Well, when he found out the girl was going to dob on him, he went straight to his wife.
And fair enough. And they obviously had to work through it. You know, they did say, it's made them stronger.
They worked through it then. Well, that's what she said.
I have a bit of sympathy for Tim at the moment. A lot, actually. He and I went through all of this privately in 2018. I feel like there is a lot of injustice for it being dragged out again.
I bet you she checks his phone.
Oh,
right?
She'd be all over it.
But the good, well, I don't know whether it's good news or bad. And this is a reporter reading her statement.
Weirdly, this mess has actually helped our relationship, she said.
Hold on. Did you hear that?
No, Marto.
This looks
don't
like what
even,
every bloke should. If it's going to be better, whatever you got to do to keep your relationship strong. If you're
going to
send a photo of your todger to someone at work,
Marto,
go right ahead. It makes your marriage stronger.
Seven.
We've learned
six.
Out of this. Clearly,
do not take your unsolicited advice. Marriage advice from
obvious.
Marto.
Marto's thought
obvious.
On sport.
Don't do it.
A Triple M. This Wednesday, we're hoping for plenty of sunshine for the tasty, fresh lunch van to come to your workplace with the big breakfast shouting you like a little lunch, sort of in between little, mid-morning. But you can register if you want to visit from Marto and Margo. It's triplem.com.au.
I tell you what we got fed with last week, Marto, and that was the Queensland's best vanilla slice a couple of weeks back. It was in the paper that Precy's up at Redcliffe.
Near the jetty there.
Near the jetty are the best, have the best vanilla slice in Queensland. Queensland. We rang them to tell them to congratulate them.
It was about this time in the morning and we'd read it in the paper to say, well done, son, and you knew nothing about it.
They didn't know. Unbelievable.
Based on that, I imagine how much fun it must be to work for the casket or Gold Lotto and stuff
to ring people. Yeah. Give them good news.
Yeah, all we gave him was best vanilla slice in Australia or Queensland?
Queensland.
Incredible. And I tell you what, I know it's the best vanilla slice because I tasted it because they sent us some in last week to say thank you.
They're extraordinary.
And then, you know what I did? I took one home with me to give to my husband because he loves vanilla slice,
that's
but it got
right.
squashed in my handbag and so then I had to throw it out. So I popped down to their Beenleigh store because remember he told us that they had a store down at Beenleigh. So I thought 5 minutes down the road from where I live, I'll pop in.
Did you do that for your husband? husband.
I'll get him a vanilla slice. I'll grab the kids something for afternoon tea, take it home, and everyone will be happy.
So Precy's at Redcliffe and at Bean Lee.
I think they've got three locations. Jesus. Yeah, Scarborough is the other one. But yeah, beautiful little cafe. But you know what I noticed, Marto, when I was down there in Bean Lee? Precy's have a drive-through. You can get drive-through vanilla slice.
My God.
I mean, that's not convenient. I don't know what
drive-through everything. I hope, and remember that caller we had last week, people who drive through and want a very special coffee to be made that takes 12 minutes and you're stuck behind them. That's defeating the purpose of drive-through.
Yes. Well, we have a local drive-through, Zaraffa's, which of course, you know, you get your coffee and your little open grill and off you go. But Precy's, they do coffees and they do treats and lunch and all sorts of stuff. But I noticed then right next door as I was driving out, there's a drive-through Taco Bell down there as well. I was like, oh, my God, people are just driving through, grabbing stuff everywhere. There's a Macca's, a KFC, Hungry Jack's. I mean, all your usual drive-throughs. Yeah. But then they had a Taco Bell and a the Precy's, and then there's a Baskin and Robbins next door.
Hold on.
I also wonder what the obesity rates are down there. But
are you telling me no one gets out of their car? Because the bottle
shop. Gets out of the car.
The bottle shop at the pub there would be a drive-through.
We've got a Liquorland drive-through. At Logan.
A Liquorland drive-through that's not a pub.
It's the best thing ever.
God.
Then you don't have to get your kids out of the car. I think more places should have drive-through because there's a heap of these, you know, what are the delivery services? You see them driving all over the place. I can't get Uber Eats or Deliveroo or Menulog in my area because it only covers...
Oh, so that's what this drive-through business is about.
Yeah, because I think the further out you get from the city, the less available Uber Eats is to you because Uber Eats only covers the Brisbane area.
Can we sort this out? Sorry, I live... Closer to the city than you do. I've never realised that this is a thought. 133353.
Yeah.
Do you not get Uber Eats? Name some of the other ones.
Menulog, Deliveroo, DoorDash, Jimmy Brings. There's a heap of them.
Are you listening to this radio station living in what you'd call Brisbane and its surrounds and not able to get these services? I just thought everyone can do it. Well, you know our producer, Snowy, he lives at Regent's Park. They're the test suburb.
They get the drone.
Sunday morning, he said there's just drones lowering cups of coffee onto everyone's driveways. Oh. Like, no one has to go out anymore. So that must be... Have you got a...
Marto, I've just looked up the Uber Eats map area. It says once you get past Carindale, Sunnybank, Kenmore and Brackenridge, you're out of luck. Anything beyond that...
Hold on. Kenmore, what? 14 Ks. Brackenridge, 12 to 14, maybe 15 Ks. Sunnybank, 50. So it's outside of 15 Ks... You don't get all this stuff.
No.
Can we have this confirmed by a few people? 133353. Where are you and what aren't you getting? Like, I'm sorry, do you guys even know about this stuff?
No. Well,
you're aware of it.
I can't get the drone thing on my side of the highway, but Snowy can get it on his side.
If you want some Chinese, can they...
I've got to go and pick it up.
Is it Jude or Jade?
Jade from
Torbal. Jade, you're from Torbal. You get them out there?
No, we get nothing out there. At all.
So no deliveries to Torbal, Jade. So what do they offer you instead of that convenience-wise?
We have a local store that's open till 7 at night.
So if you want to get a bit of Chinese or a little bit of takeaway, what do you like pizza? Do you have something available?
Well, for pizza, I generally go to my sister's house because she gets delivery because she's in Caboolture. So I'll go there, order my pizza, have a catch-up with her.
Oh, my God.
How far is that, Jade?
That's 30 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to drive 30 minutes to get some pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Incredible.
Now, what about Jade? Can I just speak to Jade? So, Jade, can you get a cab or Uber or taxis? What happens if somebody's at your house and they can't drive home and what happens then?
Well, unfortunately, they have to stay the night.
Oh, sorry.
Unfortunate for you, yes. Jade. You have to put up with them. She has to go to her sister's place to eat a pizza.
All right, so there's Torbal, you know, out there near Bribie Island sort of thing.
Nothing delivering out there. No. Cole from Mount Crosby, what about you? Are they delivering in Mount Crosby?
I'm glad you're raising this issue because we get nothing.
Nothing?
So, Jesus. Like, I've even got to walk down on a Sunday morning to get a cup of coffee from the local shop.
No.
If we have a big night Saturday, it's all over Sunday. Nothing.
The last thing you want to do, Cole, is walk to get your coffee. You want someone to deliver it to your door.
Absolutely.
Cole, but a restaurant, I would guess. Is there a restaurant down there? Where's the closest? Moggle Village, I suppose. Is that the closest place to you guys at Mount Crosby or across the river at Ibs? Oh, God.
Carolee, there's a Macca's. That's 10-minute drive, 15.
Do they deliver, Cole?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
They won't cross the river.
It's incredible.
This is. I think
there's a hole in the market.
We've uncovered something here. Cindy from Marsden. What about there? Surely Marsden's close enough to get deliveries.
We get everything in Marsden for Uber Eats, but them bloody drones. I'm going to start taking them out of the air.
Hold on. All right.
Play target, Cindy, or BB gun. What have you got?
Slingshot. Don't care. Over them.
Okay. So this is only the last 4 months, I think, we started talking about this. Started happening in Regent's Park. So it's Marsden as well. Tell us what the experience is like.
They upset the dogs. They come in very close. They upset bloody Foxtel during the car racing yesterday.
No, the car racing, not. Cindy.
Oh, over it, and they upset my dogs. The people across the road must get 20 cups of coffee a day, for God's sake.
I get it together.
Cindy, can I ask, have you used that wing service to have anything delivered before? What do they deliver? What can't they deliver? Do they deliver everything? Oh.
Across the road is coffee. I don't drink coffee, but I'm over this buzzing from 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning dog barking enough.
Cindy. Like if I decided at 11 o'clock I wanted a hot chook and some fresh bread rolls, would they deliver that for me?
I believe so, yes, but hop in your car and go for a drive. Walk down to the shop.
But, Cindy, let's take yesterday, Van Gisbergen leading that race, and you're going, I wouldn't mind a beer. You go to six-pack. Can the drone carry that?
I've got no idea and I don't drink beer, so I don't care.
She's over the drones, mate.
Cindy, if you're not drinking coffee or beer, what are you drinking while you're watching the car racing?
Scotch.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so Jimmy Briggs was to deliver you some scotch, perhaps.
I think you need to drink more scotch. You won't notice the drone.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30. He escaped COVID in Australia and landed in COVID Central in LA. It's our mate, Amos Gill.
Oh, the American report. Hello, mate.
Well, I'll tell you where I am. I'm 42 kilometres away from Joe Exotic Zoo right now. I'm in Springfield, Missouri. I tell you, it's a hell of a joy.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm over here at the Blue Room Comedy Club in Springfield, Missouri. It's 1 degree. It's redneck territory. Oh. I didn't pack a jumper. And Margot, I put something up on my Instagram. I've gone to the store that sells hoodies in my hotel.
Yeah.
Can I just read you a couple of the hoodie, some of the slogans we've got on the hoodie?
Please do.
All right. Whatever one you say for me to buy, I'll purchase. Okay. Here we go. Here's the first one. It's a picture of the American flag, and it says, "Stomp my flag, I stomp your ass."
Okay.
It's highly rated.
It's up there.
And there's this one. This one says America, so no A, no just A. America. And then it says, back-to-back World War champs. I actually said to the guy, do you have the We Lost Vietnam hoodie? He did not have that one. Then they've just got another one here that says, no LGBTQ, I'm a man, my wife's a woman, that's how it is. So it's a good place that we are here.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Just to let you know where we are. Now, I thought what I'd do from the deep in the sort of redneck territory, I'd give you some American stories that you can wrap your heads around. Let's start with this. The country's in absolute shambles. Their president has had an absolute nightmare this week. Joe Biden, have a listen to him talking about baseball great Satchel Paige.
You know, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher in the Negro Leagues, went on to become a great pitcher in the pros and the Major League Baseball.
Wow. Sleepy Joe.
He's just like... Sleepy Joe is probably, I mean, he is asleep, isn't he? And he's got the great Negro.
Not once.
It was a little flashback. I mean, he's 85 years old or whatever he is. Yeah. So, in his head, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, the great Negro.
He right? doubled down.
And he has
too.
To deal with America's biggest problems. And this is a funny one. The inflation is so high here right now. No one can get any products. Okay, the price has gone out of control and they can't get any labor. So much so that they're saying there is a shortage of Santas for the malls this Christmas here in America.
We're having the same problems. Think,
it's yeah. happening in Australia too.
If you're having a shortage of old, fat, white blokes, America really is in trouble. it was a thing that you thought that they would not run short on here. I mean, fair income. And let's finish on this one. The best story of all was the Brass Against the Machine, the Rage Against the Machine cover band. Now, they were down in Florida. I don't know if you guys saw this, but she was the lead singer. that brought a man on stage. Oh, she dropped the dax and she urinated in his face.
Yes, we did see this.
Yes, now she's come out and said she admits she might have gone too far. Yeah. Might have. Now, what I like about it is her name is Sophia Eurista, okay? And let's put that together. That's urine and barista, which is what she was. She was doling out shots of fizz. She's one of the great, like, you go to your morning urista. And I'll say this about Florida. It's such a filthy state. Having your face covered in urine is the most sterile thing that's ever happened in that state. I've been down to the south of America. They don't have hand sanitizer. That guy should count his blessings. It's about as COVID-free and safe as you could possibly be.
The American Report. At ease, Amos Gill.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Margo, remember on Friday I said to you, listen, I've got to find out about that Amazon. I think they call it the fulfillment centre, but they're describing it as the biggest shed or the biggest warehouse in the southern hemisphere.
Massive.
Yeah, incredible. Amazon built it here in Brisbane. And you said to me, where is it? I said, I heard it's near the BP at Lytton. I'm driving back from Fisherman's Island, which is the port of Brisbane yesterday, arvo.
What, down near the fort?
Yes.
Fort Lytton?
Well, yeah, not far from Fort Lytton. Okay. Just off the express, the motorway. There's a thing, a little street called Export Street. But I was having a look because I thought, where is that bloody thing? And I think I saw it, but I need to know. I'm looking for anyone who knows anything about this Amazon. It's their distribution centre. They reckon 85% of Australia's goodies from Amazon will be distributed from this warehouse, the shed we've built.
How big are we talking shed-wise? Because you said it's the biggest shed.
Big.
It's all housed in the Southern Hemisphere's largest warehouse. The 200,000 hectares on four levels took years to plan, but just 17 months to build.
Okay, so
200,000 hectares.
No, that's not correct.
Pretty big. That's a cattle station.
It's not that big.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's like Tasmania.
Is that the property? Is 200,000 hectares that their
square
shed
meters
is on?
I think you get 200,000 square
Something
meters.
Something like that. Yeah.
And it might be 4 hectares. It's enormous on four levels.
Four levels of the mezzanine.
So 13353. Surely one of our guys or girls has worked on the construction because, as he said, been going for 17 months. I remember when the government went out there and said, hey, ho, the diddly-o, you know, when they dig a shovel in and go, oh, we're breaking earth on this project. 17 months later, the bloody thing's finished.
Is this an investigation, Marto? Yeah.
Correct. All robotic. Listen, I'm waiting for someone to call. Somebody, surely you've got prizes for them.
Yeah, all absolutely. Robotic?
Mostly robotic.
All robotics helps us to do is condense the field to maximise the storage and the efficiency.
In other words, the robots allow Amazon to pack 50% more items into the same space.
Yeah, humans
aren't taking over.
Humans aren't as accurate, but 1,500 employees, along with the robotics. And then you go, how do the robotics work? You know, listen to this.
They're guided by 38,000 of these QR codes, each placed by hand. They can't be more than a third of a millimetre out.
I need to talk to this guy. The third of the millimetre is tiny. So they place these QR codes and the robots respond to that and know exactly where to put something.
So efficient.
Listen, there's what I know, but I want to know more. Is anyone involved in the construction or the testing? Because I think it's just about to open. Or
maybe
are you a truck driver?
Works out there.
Is it revolutionary? Apparently it's incredible.
Marto wants to talk big sheds. That's what Marto wants to talk
about. Shed.
Stop the 200,000 hectares, okay?
Look, you know anything about it, if you can give Marto some more details about how it was built, what it's like, what everything
how
does.
How does Amazon run this show?
How actually big is the shed?
Yeah, yes, that'd be good enough.
Good call.
Brendan from Crestmead, you've rung up to help us out. You know where it is?
Yeah, mate, it is straight off Export Street as soon as you turn right. Near the BP there.
Right, so you go the Port of Brisbane, Port of Brisbane motorway, and you turn at the BP there, and you can head in there, yeah?
Well, I don't think you can head in there just yourself. Like, it's, I do deliveries there, and you've got to go through the gatehouse and go through all their rigmarole that they do.
Now, do you know, you're obviously driving a truck, there's some big sheds in Brisbane, like the Australia Post one out at Wacol. There's enormous sheds all over the joint now. Is this the biggest you've seen?
Not the biggest I've seen. It's definitely big. It's not massive.
What's the biggest then? What's the biggest?
They're all about the same size. Kmart's probably big too.
Where's the Kmart one? I love a shed.
Kmart one's is just down the road from Amazon.
Righto. So do you call them yourself, Brendan? Do you call them sheds or warehouses?
a warehouse.
It's a fulfillment centre, yeah, this one. 16,000 square metres, Marto.
200,000.
Is that hectares? All? Mm.
The centre handles between 10,000 to 30,000 outbound items a day, with about 500,000 items held at the site in total.
Brendan, what do you deliver there, can you say?
Oh, I wouldn't know what it is. It's all just random stuff, everything.
Righto. Is it
baby stuff?
Is it a robotic experience? Because they were very. They said it's all full of robotics. Do you have to deal with a human or a robot?
No, I deal with the humans. It's all forklift off.
Righto. Mm. Oh, so it's just a general. It's just a normal operation as far as you're concerned. Yeah. The robots are inside.
Yeah, the robot. If they've got robots, the robots are inside, and they must just sort out how they get it out. Get it out, but
robots, eh? Listen to this one. Oh, thanks, Brendan. Daz at Callum Vale says, hey, Marta, there's five warehouses across the country involved with Amazon, two in Sydney and one each in Victoria, Perth and Brisbane. What an operation they're running.
The Brisbane facility houses items from local sellers who are using fulfillment by Amazon, but is also home to all the items that are classed as hazardous, an example of which is perfume that can be shipped across the country.
Oh, thanks, Professor. Listen, this sounds like a religion, this Amazon. Fulfillment. Oh, yeah. Fulfillment? Yeah. Have we got to donate something? Oh, just your money. Righto. Oh, well, is everyone smarter than we were?
Hey, Brendan, congratulations. Thank you for calling in. Got a double pass to the new blockbuster Venom. Let There Be Carnage, exclusively in cinemas this Thursday.
Nice.
Thanks for helping out, Marto, with some shed tour.
Hold on, we're not finished yet.
Okay.
Apparently, the professor's back in Google.
It's made out of concrete and steel, with yellow and black trolleys moving around almost constantly from a large truck bay. Goods are unloaded onto conveyor belts and scanned
13 to 8. This is into the. Yep. Okay.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
If you haven't heard, this is what was on the weekend.
Schoolie.
Schoolies. You do love a clear, concise chant, Marto.
Schoolies. Oh, my God.
Schoolies.
20,000 kids. Out of 50,000, 20,000 went to the Gold Coast. The other 30,000 are spread along the Queensland coastline. And I saw six of them over at Morton. I said, ooh, schoolies. I saw
only six?
They'd gone to the shop to buy some heavily fried food. And I went, oh, you look scary.
We've got friends who have got kids up in Noosa.
Oh, right.
I said, you can't afford Hastings Street. Stay away.
God, well, why would anyway? So they're all down there, and they're going. These are the kids that have been locked down for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't seen lots of people, and it really showed out. They haven't been mixing in big crowds.
It's a bit overwhelming.
There's a lot of people here,
but we're really enjoying
it. Parties are really fun.
Went a bit hot.
You got to pace yourself, don't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, not too hard.
Pulled up a little dodgy this morning, but you know, we get through it. Go again tonight.
They've been the best schoolies so far,
really.
I'm led to believe. They only had two arrests, was it?
Two arrests, and 40 people were a bit crook, but only two were taken to hospital as well. So they are calm. Maybe the COVID's really calmed them down. And
it's matured them, Marto, made them more resilient.
I think so. Is that have we played the other one?
No, I got another one.
Yeah, they're low-key as well. Listen to these guys.
So good, was not expecting how busy it'd be.
It no,
was,
like, play that one.
Actually, like, touching it. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's real hot. 82. May I just say, it went off.
May I just say, is his father a barrister? May I just say, it went off. Listen, mate. Anyway, they're having a great old
time. I saw a couple of them on our screen in here before on the TV, Marta. They look like they had a wild old night.
They see a camera and spark up for about 12 seconds and then they need to have a spew. Anyway, that's what they deserve it after they've had a couple of real tough years. But I saw the guy, he used to be a lifesaver, actually, Mark Rayburn, champion lifesaver years ago. He's like in his 50s now and stuff. But he's the guy running it for the school he's organising committee.
Okay.
He gives them the rest bands, puts everything on the beach and stuff. And I liked what, well, no, I didn't know. I wasn't sure about this bit.
Our concern is always what goes on in the rooms, but we can't be there.
No, that's right, it's pervy. So just stay away. Let the Red Frogs go and try to get people into their strange religion.
They do an incredible job, Red Frogs, don't they, volunteering down there, keeping them all in line?
Yes, they do. You want some pancakes? Have you heard of the Lord? Anyway, more importantly, I like, because Mark Rayburn used to be a lifesaver. He understands sand. He understands the beach. He understands the surf. And this was a little bit of brilliance from the organising committee.
We want the kids to run from one stage to the other, to the other, to the other, so they wear themselves out.
The two band, where the bands are on the beach are 200 metres apart.
Yeah, a set up. They've got to run between the
He knows how hard sand is to run in.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hey, listen, talking music, and it's not rock and roll we're going to talk here. It's Adele.
She's Adele. This Adele.
The other queen.
Yeah, she's class. Do you remember how many people went that night you went to her at the Gabba?
At the Gabba. It was incredible, Marto. Yeah.
So we can't
did you see
it.
Last night it was aired on TV, the One Night Only?
I didn't watch.
It was a CBS special, but free-to-air also aired
Channel
it last
7
night.
Picked it up, I
yeah,
think.
And they ran the Oprah interview throughout it. It was incredible. She's
That's
amazing.
Right.
Her voice is flawless. Channel Whether you like her music or not, she's incredibly talented.
Channel 7, not happy. Not happy. They sent a guy. They sent a reporter over about a month ago to get this all sorted out, and they had three pillars. It was costing them millions to get do the concert that you saw last night in London, to do the Oprah interview, and to send their own interviewer. They were offered this as part of the broadcast deal. Send their own interviewer, a guy called Matt Doran, I don't know whoever says his name, sent him over to London to one-on-one. To
Special.
Chime
exclusive.
That in. Yeah, well, that would have been another hour or so and going, throwing another 20, you know, 50 ads in there and made their money back. That's how TV works. Matt Doran didn't do such a good job, apparently. He tweeted a month ago, I've just checked. He tweeted a month or earlier this month, yeah, about 3 weeks ago, this interview is going to be pretty special. You know, just cryptically going, everyone's going, who is he gone over to London to interview? Things didn't go as expected. It was supposed to be on telly last night, Margo. It didn't hit telly because...
No, I only saw Oprah interviewing Adele. I didn't see Matt Doran, whatever his name is.
That's right. Matt Doran went over there and Sony said at the end of it, you will not be showing that interview. That won't be occurring. So he's done the interview. Oh. So he had 40 minutes with her, okay? Mm. Did the interview. And right at the end, as I'm wrapping up, so the interview went well. How are you, Del? Yeah, you've transformed, performed, you've got this, what's happening in your life? And right at the end, she said, what did you think about the songs on the album? And he said, I haven't actually heard your album.
Oh, dear.
Would Molly Meldrum have ever said that? He would have lied through his teeth, Molly, even if he hadn't read. So this bloke's actually gone over there to interview.
And done no research.
That's what I do. Like, you're a proper... person, Matt Doran. I don't know what you're up to, but when I interview...
At least Google something. Surely somebody else has heard it and put some sort of opinion out on it.
He denies that Adele walked out, but later apparently she told Sony and they said, well, no, if he hasn't
done the research.
Apparently Channel 7 sent him the album, but he overlooked the email, and that can happen to anyone.
Of course
I didn't see that email. I'm sorry. But yeah. Said at the he went up to. Is there anything you want? He went up to the Sony. This is at the end of the interview. This Matt Doran. He went up to the two Sony reps. They would have. Yeah, they stand there behind their artist, going, "You can't ask this. You can't ask this.
Yep.
Is there anything you want struck out?" And Sony said,
"You,
yes."
I love the morning.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M
from the weekend on the burner phone. Can I go through this one first? Because I may need a response from somebody before we finish this segment.
Certainly.
133353. Any concreters? I might need you to give me a hand. But the cost of concrete, Beck from Hillcrest. Okay, so Marto, I just got quoted $1,700 for a 3x3 meter concrete slab for a garden shed.
3x3, yeah, okay.
She said. Cheapest one I've had so far. Does that sound right? Feels on the expensive end for me. It sure bloody does.
So she's saying it's the cheapest one she's had so far, okay. But it feels expensive.
So you know the marquees, you know, that you buy from BCF and stuff.
They're I put one up yesterday, Marto.
Right, they're 3 metres by 3 metres. Can you imagine that? You've got a slab that
Two
big.
Grand.
Well, let's say, Jesus, you shouldn't need a full 100 millimetres for the slab. It should only be 75. So it's only about...
Yeah, but
0.8 of
those...
a metre, concrete per metre. Somebody can correct me. I used to get it for 160. It might be 200 by now. There's 200 out of 1,700. You can't tell me $1,500 for labour to...
Maybe they're too busy. It's a little job. It's fiddly. It's one of those ones that you don't really want to do. You probably don't need the
Hillcrest.
Money and they've just overcharged for
right,
it,
I
perhaps.
I don't feel like
that. You've still
got
to box it up and do the mesh.
Well, there'd be a deck. Yeah, there'd be a dig. There'd be the boxing. And then there's a bit of pre-op. And cheese. Jesus. Anyway, that must be what it costs.
What would you expect to pay for something like that, Marto?
Less than $1,000. $800 I would have thought. God, no. Bugger it. Three cartons of beer and you'd pay your two blokes and you drink one yourselves and that'd be, and you get it done for $400.
Well, can we get a quote? You can text Marta's burner phone 0484 10 1045 or
if you're looking to do a slab for Beck.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, fair enough.
Corey went and helped a friend of ours do their driveway. Yeah. Maybe I could see he's got not really much to do after dropping the kids off at school today, perhaps.
How's his bus going that he was doing up that started 8 months ago and I haven't heard much of it for a while?
Sitting idle at the moment,
mate. That's what happens. In 2 years' time, you'll go, remember that bus Corey was doing up?
Still sitting there. Mm. What about this one? Alcohol for teens rules. Yeah. Mark from Tegalpa wants to know, hey, guys, what age do you reckon it's okay to allow a teen to have a beer at a family barbecue? I've got a 15-year-old asking me. Mm. 18. It's a legal drinking age.
Well, I've lived it. 15's fine. I turned around one Christmas and Healy came over.
I had to be the responsible one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but the reality is you can't keep a close eye on them while you're also trying to have some fun yourself.
Yeah.
Hillary came up and said, Harry's had 4 beers already. And I said, how old's Harry again? 13. Anyway, we put him to bed and he learned a lesson that day and didn't drink again for another couple of years.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's different for everybody.
It is different for
everybody. And it depends on their maturity level. Some 15-year-old boys are mature enough, some are not.
Don't let them start on full-strength alcohol, too. Start them on gold. See how that goes.
Just one at a time.
They should be able to drive you home.
What about Vicky from Greenslopes? She's texted in, Marto.
Yeah. Oh, our twin boys. Here's Vicky. Our twin boys set off for schoolies on Friday, leaving my husband and I as empty nesters for the first time in our lives. Whoa! Get into it, Vicky. Oh, it's Sunday night. We've run out of conversation.
Tips for something to watch on Netflix, perhaps.
Yellowstone was me on Friday night. Oh, Netflix, what else have they got on at the moment? Go and watch the France played at All Blacks yesterday morning. That was an incredible game of football.
I've been watching a new Netflix series called For Life. It's about a man that gets sent to prison for something that he didn't do, and then he now becomes the in-house jail rep for the other prisoners who are not guilty. It's quite good. And the other one that I'm watching is That Maid, M-A-I-D.
Not
Handmaid. Jennifer Connelly's daughter.
Maid, right.
No.
Frayed, F-R-A-Y-E-D, I've been watching on ABC.
It's a strange one. That's good.
What's the one that we were talking about the other day on Stan, One of Us is Lying or One of Them is Lying?
Oh,
you said
it
was really good. My girlfriend just said yesterday she's watching it and it's really good.
Oh, I didn't realise it was going to take a turn for something constructive.
All right, we've helped you out. Marto's burner phone 0484 10 1045. You can text him anytime. It's 5 to 6.
I wonder if she checked off all the other things like the lawn, the weather. They'd done all those chats. Perhaps, isn't that what happens in your household? Well, that's just us.
That's just rude.
It's Triple M. If you spot anything, call Triple M. It's 1-333-53, The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
I don't know about why we bother coming to work when it hits November. Have you seen TV? They've just switched off.
They've given up.
They have given up. Fair income. I thought, I might watch a bit because we'd watch Yellowstone on Friday night, Saturday. Yeah, actually, yesterday morning with some good rugby on the Wallabies. And
I don't watch any free-to-air TV anymore, Marto.
I don't think you're on your own because I had a bit of a stab last night. Celebrity MasterChef was on and Nick Riewoldt was going head-to-head with who's the sweary chef who had his own TV show?
Gordon Ramsay?
His daughter.
Is he on it? His daughter.
Tilly Ramsay. I'll show you I'm as good as dead. Anyway.
Is she?
All right. Well, I watched 18 seconds and I went, this is nonsense.
This is rubbish.
So why do we need Celebrity MasterChef? And then so I turn it over to maybe 9 or something or other. I've given up on free-to-air. They had celebrity Lego masters like Sophie Monk was there being a bogan putting together and Brick Man. So
what's a Brooke Boney?
No, not Brooke
Boney. She's on it too.
Oh, Brooke Boney, the skinny
entertainment
girl
off
Today Show.
Nine.
Celebrity. Discuss.
Questionable.
All right. Let's go through this. What the hell is going on in the world? Why do all these celebrities, like they've already got jobs and stuff, celebrities.
They're already famous.
They've got to go on TV shows. MasterChef, Masked Singer, Ninja Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, Big Brother, Apprentice.
Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And you go, who's responsible? Because I always like to know, is there somebody accountable for what happened here? I've traced it back.
Oh.
It's Larry Emder's fault. Do you remember him and Kylie Gillies about 10 years ago had a show called Celebrity Splash. So they decided to put them on the 10-metre platform Sydney Olympic at Homebush. You remember this?
Yeah, terrible.
They put them on Denise Drysdale was involved. You can't be dropping a 70-year-old woman off a 10-metre tower. Andrew Simons won it. It lasted 5 weeks. They even suspended the semi-finals. They put their heads out and said, this is
shameful.
Let's not worry about semis. Let's go straight to the final where where Andrew Simons, I think, did a bommy to win it, and Tamsin Lewis fell accidentally, and I think she came second.
And that it still didn't kill celebrity reality TV.
Didn't kill Denise Drysdale either, regrettably.
6:25 at Triple M.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.